Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello everyone, happy Monday. Welcome to my live. Today we are going to be talking about fear of success. So I hope everyone had a great freaking weekend. It is a little bit cooler now. It actually feels like October. So happy that it's no longer super warm. It was like just so uncomfortable being 36 weeks pregnant. So I want to talk about the fear of success. So a lot of times people think like, you know, they're having a fear of failure, right? But there's this other thing of having a fear of success. So we fear of success. We have this fear of success because, you know, if we do actually accomplish something, you know, that could be taken away from us. So sometimes we won't, you know, do certain things because if we do actually get it, what are we going to do with that? Or what are we going to, how are we going to feel if that actually gets taken away? So I guess there's like, you know, some attachment issues there as well. You know, feeling that way of like, if I actually do succeed, you know, like, am I going to have to keep doing like these things, you know what I mean? So it's a self-sabotaging behavior for sure. And if I succeed, what if it gets taken away? What if I cannot, like, you know, keep up this momentum if I am successful? So let's say you are on a weight loss journey and you have lost a little bit of weight, and now you're just like feeling like you have to hold this expectation of, you know, keep freaking killing it and stuff like that, right? And what if people like expect this from me? Now you have to like live to this higher standard. So you have to like, you know, kind of continuously put things into action. Maybe it sounds really overwhelming. And you know, that overwhelming feeling, our brain likes to do like the simplest thing possible. So the thought about having to continuously do something on a day-to-day basis is like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to do this for the rest of my life. And then we think of our life and we're like, oh my gosh, I have to do this every single day. Like, that is very overwhelming. It makes you not want to do it because, you know, maybe you think you like can't, right? So why is this bad? So I would say this is bad because it stops us from trying. It stops us from seeing like our full potential. You know, maybe we'll miss out on some, you know, things that we could do, or, you know, missed opportunities that life can give us. I think it really just keeps us stuck and unhappy of, you know, feeling that success and feeling proud of yourself. You know, sometimes people are embarrassed about feeling proud or, you know, having pride and, you know, just feeling like, hey, like I actually did something and I felt followed through. Like, some people like don't even want to celebrate, you know, when they actually have done something well. And also like, it's going to create a little bit of regret and resentment, right? Like you might be like really, you might just have like hold a lot of regret of being like, why didn't I try? Like, why didn't I do that? Like, why was I so scared? And that doesn't feel good either. I feel like it really ties into the idea of, you know, having a fear of failure as well, because I think with success, there is going to be failures, right? So you're going to feel those highs, but you're also going to have to feel those lows, and that comes with success. So sometimes people don't want to have that success because if they do, that means that there's, you know, that possibility of losing it, and that's really scary, right? So how can we kind of stop this? How can we stop this idea of not doing things because, you know, we're scared of it getting taken away? I guess I could say that I could see this in like not just fitness and like health. Like definitely I've seen people like, on diets and stuff like that, and they do really good for a period of time, and then all of a sudden they self-sabotage and they don't even know why they're doing it really, of like just, binge eating, something like that, or, cheating on your diet. I'm putting that into like quotations. And we do this after like a successful period, and we feel really confused on why we're doing it. So I'll tell you like kind of like a little bit of a story of when I kind of did this to myself. So I remember like it was after a show, and I was gonna do like a photo shoot or something like that, and I literally started binge eating. And I knew I had a photo shoot, but I literally started binge eating anyways, just because I was just like, well, it doesn't really even matter. Like, I don't even, I guess I said I didn't really matter, but like there was a part of me that wanted to look good for the photo shoot, but then there was a part of me of being like, I don't want to go to the photo shoot. And it was like this weird thing, and I like literally self-sabotaged and like ate all this food and then felt like crap and being like, oh my God, now I can't do this photo shoot, even though I was so excited to do the photo shoot. And I'm like, oh, I don't look good anymore, like I'm all bloated, like why did I do this? And I think it was because of that, fear of it going well. Like, what if this photo shoot goes well? Maybe there was, some other things as well for me. But like, definitely, it's just like I did this, and I'm like, was really upset with myself, and I had no idea of, in that moment of why I was doing it. And I think sometimes we do things and we don't have that awareness. We have no idea of like why we're doing the things we are until we can get like a little bit of perspective and kind of see it. And like now looking back on it, I regret that moment, and I'm like, why did I do that? Like I could have had some really freaking cool photos after my, after my competition, but I decided to, binge eat instead, and not have that experience. So it's like kind of see how that could be very self-sabotaging, and how you could miss out on this like great opportunity for yourself, and you're not letting yourself experience it, right? So how do we stop this? I think the way to stop this is to know that like whatever amount of success that you have, this is not guaranteed for you, and this is not a permanent situation for you. And you have to know that everything in your life is temporary. Everything that we do is temporary. Nothing is ever just like, obviously, we can be like, if I do XYZ, I'm gonna get this outcome. We can have like probabilities and estimate things, but honestly, you're still not guaranteed a certain outcome. It doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter how, perfect you are. You're still not guaranteed that. And I think for some of us, that is extremely scary, knowing that no matter what we do, there is no guarantee, and we are not entitled of, being successful. And we have to also know that creating some risks and doing something out of your comfort zone is necessary for growth. And we shouldn't be so scared of the unknown, but just kind of embrace it and know that that's like an exciting part of life. That's not something that we should be fearful of, because we don't know. And what we don't know, we don't know. And the only way that you're going to know is by trying and seeing if, you can do this, and, if you are successful, and like, how can you keep this momentum up, right? Like, it takes hard work to keep being successful. You still have to put in work. So it's like when you get to your goal weight, the work just doesn't end right there. Your work is still continuous on a day-to-day basis, and it could get taken away from you. Like, like even if you lost all this weight, like you could regain the weight back. Maybe you get a trauma in your life. Maybe there's a lot of stress in your life. Maybe you get into a car accident and you're not able to work out anymore, and that makes you depressed, and then you end up, just going back to old patterns. All of these things can happen. But what we do have control of is the effort that we put in every single day. And knowing that, and knowing that we can control our actions, we can't control any other actions or what could happen, but we definitely can control like what our next move is going to be and how much effort we want to put into something. And knowing that, like, we have to really enjoy the grind. I know that sounds so lame, and maybe you've heard it before, but it's just like you have to enjoy that part. You have to enjoy the part of, feeling those feelings of, like possibly the, that scarcity mindset. I know the scarcity mindset. Fear of, losing stuff and having that scarcity makes us want to try harder, makes us want to maintain the thing that we have because we know it holds value, right? And every single day you have to wake up and you have to do things. And that's just part of life. You have to go to work, you have to pay bills, you have to feed yourself, you have to move your body on a day-to-day basis, right? And these are just things that you have to do. And it's part of life, and it's just part of, whatever that you're doing. And it doesn't, again, when I say these things, they're not just about health and fitness. Like, it's about your whole entire life. It's about how you hold yourself in everyday situations. And the reason why I like health and fitness so much is because it bleeds into other aspects of your life. You're not just, creating this amazing physique. You're not just creating, this great relationship with food. You are creating something of just like becoming this better person, becoming, a person that, holds their word, and like when they say they're going to do something, they do it. And that feels really good. And you can really develop a lot of these skills through health and fitness. And they're very tangible, and there's things that you can, test, like, in the gym, you can test your PR or like a one rep max, and that's so exciting. And it's like this data that you can have and collect and like build confidence, right? And again, like, this doesn't just mean what your body looks like or how your body performs. This means on like how your mindset is, how you go into things. Like, because I have, just put myself into fitness and health for so long, I am able to use those traits and characteristics in other areas of my life, like building a business, like building relationships, like having, a different type of mindset when I go into things, of things that might be really scary that I'm unsure of, right? Trying new things, knowing that, like, in order for me to feel success, in order for me to sustain success, I do have to experience those failures, and those things can be taken away, but that's okay because you can always build yourself back up. You can always come back. And again, nothing is ever permanent. Nothing is, everything is basically temporary, and you aren't guaranteed anything, and you're not entitled to anything. You have to work for it. You have to continuously put work into it. And that's not just your health and fitness. That is all areas of life. Think of your romantic relationships. You have an awesome partner. You have this awesome relationship. How do you maintain it? You keep putting in work. You keep showing up, right? Because you aren't guaranteed that. You aren't guaranteed to just have a great relationship and not have anything put into it. It's the same with friendships as well. I had a great conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about it and how, you can't just expect people to just be there for you when you don't put in work. You need to put work into that. You have to like nurture it and nourish it. You have to be vulnerable with people and, want to be able to grow, put yourself on the line, say things that make you feel super vulnerable. And maybe, there's a possibility that you could, get rejected. Maybe you could get abandoned, but it's just knowing that you're putting your whole heart into it, no matter what it is. Anyways, guys, I hope you have a great week. Let's freaking crush it, and you got something out of this live. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is @astepabovetherest. make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.